So after we made the approval the last time to, what did we, rezone, or what did we do last? We know that we took this property last month.
Certified survey.
Okay. So.
Sorry, there was a rezoning. There was a small portion of the Z1 Conservancy District that was rezoned.
Right. Okay. So even though it's Alderman Barber's district, and maybe he's received some of the calls, but the property owner to the direct west has called me a number of times, and I've gotten to know him since summer of 2015 before I got back here. And he's being told, or it's understanding, there's going to be a bunch of trees cut down to the east of him. Is that correct at all, that there is going to be trees cut down?
So the area, sorry, I just moved it here.
It's okay, Nick.
So this area, I'll highlight it in yellow,
right,
is buildable. So this trees within this portion of lot 3 may be removed.
I'll send this down to you, but the X's, those with the trees, that will probably come up for a drive. Send that down. So X's on the bottom.
Okay, so, I mean, there's a big lot in between his house, and so there's nothing being cut down in that area in between.
That's all trees.
That's all trees. Yeah, go ahead. Point to the big wooded area and just. So he's to be the first house to the west after that big lot.
Oh, yeah. So trees within this area here could potentially be.
No, you got to go down further the next lot over, because it doesn't go down that far.
That's the neighbor.
Is this the Homer?
That's Frankie's house,
correct?
There.
Well,
yeah, that's the neighbor, right.
So trees adjacent to that home are not part of the conservation easement. Therefore, if whoever purchases this lot decides to build, they could remove trees that are not within that conservation.
So he's going to have a neighbor now where he didn't before.
He will have a neighbor.
All right.
Alderman Barber.
I've been over and I've talked to Frankie a number of times and showed him the maps and everything, and he doesn't like the fact that the trees to the east of his house are going to potentially be gone, but he understands the situation as being not his property, and if that's the only buildable lot. His other concern was how they're going to fit a house onto that lot. What kind of an angle will that be? So that was his concerns. But I think he realizes he's got enough between his garage and the lot line itself. There's trees and stuff right in there, too. So he will have some of that left on his own property.
Well, I'm here to tell you that the neighbors to the north believed that there was going to be big apartment complexes there.
I've also addressed that with them by visiting them, because I've gotten calls on it. And I've told them that that was a rumor, that that's not going to happen. There's only 3 lots on that entire property, and that'll be 3 residential units. So, in fact, we did send out something on that. Glenn sent it out. All the addresses to the north were included on that, and to the west, I think, over into your district as well.
Okay.
The owner of the parcel is also the builder of the houses and the occupants of the houses. So.
I recalled that from the last conversation. That's why I adopted it. But then, you know, do we have these maps last time? This map right here, was that in?
No, I just pulled that up off the property tour today.
Something like that, and for some reason, maybe my memory's going. I think that's pretty good. But that when we adopted this last time around, something like that wasn't in there. That would be helpful in the future, have something colored like that in the packet instead of this black and white stuff that it is difficult to decipher.
Noted. All those in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8 is a resolution to have Mark go out and get an actuarial study.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is a resolution designating signatures. We've got to add Mark to the list.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. That's good, because you already signed them. Item G10 is established committee to hold common council meeting schedule for June, July, August, and September. Yes, Alderwoman Mayor. Mayor. Jesus, where'd that go? Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Oh, you miss her already, huh?
But I'm saying Alderwoman, so...
Yeah, it's okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm wondering if the council would agree with one meeting in July on the 18th, then everything else would stay the same.
Yes.
No changes to August.
Those dates would be what? So June 6th and the 20th,
mm-hmm.
the 18th of July, the...
First.
We'd only need...
And the 15th.
And the 15th, not three meetings, right?
Such right.
As, and the 15th, mm-hmm. and then the 5th and the 19th.
Blair, let me offer this.
Okay.
For August, make it the 8th and the 22nd, the 1st being subject to the call of the chair in case we got some bills to pay.
Well, I already made my vacation. That's why I was like, that's why I put it on the 18th. Otherwise, you've got the 25th, the 3rd, you've got a whole bunch of weeks, 2 weeks in between.
Work.
If you stretch it all that
far. All right,
tell
you what.
That's why I did the 18th. Yeah.
How about the 11th? I'm concerned that we might come up with...
July?
Yeah.
I'll be gone, but you guys can meet.
When's your vacation? You don't take vacation.
Wait, let's get it on tape.
Yeah, when is your vacation?
We took a vacation the last week of July.
Best week to go.
Up to August 3rd, 2013.
Perfect.
I'm talking about 2017.
None.
Okay. I'm okay. I just, if we have to pay bills, I'm going to call a special meeting.
So the 18th then. 18th, August 1st, August 15th, September 5th, and the 19th?
So one meeting in July, the 18th. Alderwoman Wesolowski.
So I just... Never mind.
Okay. June 6th, June 20th. July 18th, August 1st, August 15th, September 5th, September 19th. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, an ordinance to amend 10-9A. I wish Alderman Mayer was here. This is for him. Adds an alderman. And another citizen.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So, Alderman Nelson, we need one more citizen. And next meeting, I'll appoint Alderman Mayer to the commission.
Yes, sir.
Please. Call me, sir. Item G12, notice of claim from Nora Hart for injury sustained.
Motion to deny.
Second.
Discussion of motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H1, licenses.
Oh, you guys are lucky that this meeting has been so fast, because now it's going to come to a screeching halt, because we have met for 4 hours over the last 2 days on licenses. So I'm going to go through this. The first one, so we have the May 15th in your agenda. We met at 2:30. So the first one is the Rock Summer Concert Series, and we have an approve with a time ending at 10:30. They had actually asked for 11, but we're doing 10:30.
To be clear, that's quiet at 10:30.
Right? The music is over at 10:30. And a sound meter monitoring they have to do as well. Okay? Then the next two is Xavierian Missionaries. They both are approved, and I have to read something in here. This is regarding security. This requirement for the provision of private security guards may be modified upon recommendation from the Chief of Police to do so and approval thereof by the Common Council upon consideration of the nature of the event and a showing of historical facts that the same special event has a history of low-level activity occurrence pertaining to the police need for security and police intervention. I had to read that in.
Has anybody been there?
Well, that's why
it's hard to get into fights with walkers.
Right. So that's, we had to. So then, okay, here we go. We have, starting with Midwest Retail Group, we have improve pending inspection. Then we have approve pending notary and inspection and money for Ryan Fuel and the next four. So Ryan Fuel, Hodak, Wisconsin CVS, and Spirit Dreams, approve pending inspection. Franklin Liquor, approve pending money and inspection. Page 2. All of them are approved pending inspection. Very simple. See? Now wait till this next page 3. We have the first one's approved pending inspection, the Bowery approved pending money and inspection, Same with Christopher Metecki, which is a Buckhorn Bar and Grill, and Casa de Giorgio. Those are both money and inspection. Then the next one, two, three, four, from Chili's through Green Tea Garden, approved pending inspection. And we have Gus's Mexican Cantina and Hampton Inn, approved pending money and inspection. Hideaway, just inspection. Irish Cottage, money and inspection. Iron Mike's, approved pending inspection. They have to initial on the form, and they have to fill out the entertainment application. Then you have Landmark, approved pending, hole for appearance. Have to have a chat. Then on page four, you have the first two are approved pending money and inspection. Then we have a hold for appearance for the Milwaukee Burger Company. Then we have for Mimosa, approved pending notary, money and inspection. Mulligan's, money and inspection. The next two, inspection. Then you have the point after, money and inspection. The next two, inspection, and these are all approvals. Then Ross and Pub is hold for appearance, have a little chat with them. Then the Rock is approved pending inspection. Romy's, money and inspection. Root River, money, inspection, notary. Boy, it was more fun when I had to read all these names. Page five, approved pending money, inspection, notary. Staybridge, inspection. Swiss Street, hold for appearance. Tuckaway Country Club, inspection. Wagner, St. Martin's Inn, money inspection. Wisconsin P&P Amusements, approved pending state and local compliance. Mitchell Novotny, the same, state and local compliance. The clerk had me word this properly. And the final, the next two, the Daycare Academy of Integrity and the Innovation Health, both approved pending inspection, and then the Franklin Lions Club is just approved. That's the motion for May 15th.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mark, let's talk about all those pending inspections. Not bad, Mark.
Yeah, no, and actually some of them could be done, but it doesn't, they're not all signed off, so it could be just fire, it could be, you know, but all of them have their own, and, you know. Okay, here's the one from today. So after a five-hour Parks Committee meeting at the courthouse, we have a four-hour or two-hour licensing committee meeting, and now we're here.
So you earned your $9,000.
Well, here I earned, yeah, down there even the bigger paycheck, right? Okay, so this is 10 pages. So here we go. The first two are approved. Molly Barron approved. Actually, yeah, I take it back. All but the bottom two are approved.
Well, first two approved. You have Molly.
She's yeah.
Hold for appearance.
Well, how come you wrote approved on mine?
It's appearance.
All right, so take it back. Thanks for that's, that says approved.
Kids. The first two are hold for appearance.
All right, well, you should write it.
Kids.
Hold. So hold. So the first, so Molly Barron is hold for appearance.
She was here, but she had something on her record that wasn't supposed to be on her record. We gave her 2 weeks to try to clarify to give a letter.
Oh, yeah.
File, and if she can prove that, we won't give her a letter.
Got it. All right, so hold.
Is that true, John?
Yes.
Okay.
Then all the rest besides the last two, which is one person, are approved. And then Jason Johnson are hold for appearance. And he's there twice. Some of these are all here twice because they're new and renewals at the same time. All right, page two, hold for appearance. Next two are approved. The next one is hold for appearance, and we need a notary as well. Something that's been notarized. Then all the rest from Mustafa down are all approved. Page three. Approved. Basically, you need a notary. That's what I see right here.
Correct.
Kristen's handwriting is a little harder to read than mine.
That's correct.
Then we have hold for appearance for Christensen, and then all the rest are approved. Okay. Page four, Grishowski to Hutz is approved. Isaacson, hold for appearance. Ozzie Jackson, approved pending schooling. And then the last four are approved. Page five, first four, approved. Vito, hold for appearance. All the rest approved. Page six, approve the first one. Bernhardt, hold for appearance. Blumel, approve. Bostwick, hold for appearance. And then Brown through DeChambeau, approve. Dixon, which is the third from the bottom, hold for appearance. And then the last two are approved. Page seven, Ank through Jubek, approve. Then you have Julian, hold for appearance. Then the bottom three, approve. Page eight, first one's hold for appearance. Then Larscheid, hold for, or approve pending corrected application.
What do you have on Julek?
I have approve.
Yeah. Okay.
Larscheid, approve pending correct application.
No, you said hold for appearance.
Did I?
Yeah, you
did. I'm sorry, approve.
For Lake.
Approve for Lake. And then the next one is approve pending corrected application.
You guys don't think I pay attention.
No, that's good. You do. Then Liebeck through Lazaga, approve. Then Luxted, approve pending. We need a copy of their license, Candy's license. Then the rest of them on page eight are approved. Page nine, McNichols through Mora, approve. Morales, approve pending correct application. Then you have the next three, Nerby through Reisner, approve. Then you have Rule, approve pending completed application. The final three on page nine, approve.
Did you cut Sarah with this one? Sarah Page?
No.
Approve and schooling.
Schooling? Okay.
Getting close.
You obviously didn't add that to my list when I walked away. You missed something? Okay, the final page. The first four, approve. Then Wickman, approve pending notary and signature. And the final one, approve. That's the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Third.
Alderman Nelson, second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
And then today we have the 6 o'clock meeting. One item, Croatian Park. They wanted music till midnight. We said 11 o'clock. The event ends at midnight. And what was the rest of the language or something else?
Contingent upon addressing staff's plan layout and other items other than music.
That's what the motion is.
Alderman Danner is across the street from Stonewood.
We said he could set up everything in his driveway.
Yeah, I have not heard any complaints or issues. In the past, they've conducted these, and they've always been responsible. So I agree with it.
Just one more thing. Regarding the music, they were going to set their lineup so their softer players are toward the later in the evening. And they're going to try to have their own volume control for that last extra half hour that we gave them.
They've always been good. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item I-1, motion to approve the following. City vouchers with an ending date of May 11, 2017, the amount of $3,019,752.48. And payroll dated May 12, 2017, the amount of $362,815.46. And payments to various payroll deductions, the amount of $214,256.95 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll for May 26, 2017, estimated at $428,500. And payments to various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $495,800 plus city matching payments. And property tax refunds with an ending date of May 11th, 2017, the amount of $1,943.95.
So moved.
Second. Alderman Nelson, you got to get your name in the minutes here.
I just did the last one.
All right, okay. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Just aye. Watching out for you.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Yeah. Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.